views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Having learned life lessons the hard way, Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. So tune in, turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Now, here's your host, Chuck Gallagher.
And welcome. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and today is going to be so much fun. You know, when you're in a talk radio environment, it's typically you have the guest, we're carrying on a conversation backward and forward, and everything works out just fine. And then there are times whenever you have someone on that is a multi-talented guest. And considering the fact that I started off many, many, many years ago as a music major in college, didn't stick with that, I might add. But considering that I started with that, to me, just the idea of having someone who is a professional performer is a wonderful thing. So my guest today is a lovely young lady, Karen Jacobson. And I want to say this, she's also the GPS girl. Now, some of you are going to sit back and say, well, what are you talking about? So I've got to tell you a quick story before I get Karen to start talking with us. I'm at a chapter leadership meeting in Phoenix, Arizona, a couple of years ago, and Karen happened to be at this meeting as well. And so I'm sitting across the room, and I didn't know who Karen was, but I look over, and I see this stunningly beautiful lady there, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, my goodness, she's just stunningly beautiful. And then she said something, and there was this just accent that melted my heart. I'm like, oh my gosh, talking about a great package. So I made some comment to one of the other guys that was there. I said, have you heard this lady speak? And he says, yes, she's the GPS girl. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, dude, she's like the GPS girl from Australia, who's like, you know, the person that you hear on your GPS. And I'm like, no. So then I had to go introduce myself, you know, it's kind of overcoming one of those fears, and I could not have met a kinder, more pleasant person to get to know. So Karen, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Now I'm going to tell you, I'm going to enjoy the whole show just listening to you talk. I don't need to say anything. I just need to let you talk because it's wonderful.
Oh, well, that'll be no problem.
I hear you. Okay, so let's start the show this way. How did you become the GPS girl?
It's certainly a completely unexpected development in my life. I am a singer and songwriter. I always wanted to pursue music as a career. In fact, when I was a little girl growing up in Australia in a town called Mackay near the Great Barrier Reef, you may have heard of, you know, one of the wonders of the world when you were in school. And I grew up right next to the Great Barrier Reef. And one day I was watching television and on came Olivia Newton-John. I was so inspired. I just saw this blonde Australian singer who'd moved to America, and everyone here embraced her and loved her, and I wanted to be just like her. I wanted to be a professional singer and move to America. And I became a professional singer. I pursued music and moved to the United States on my own with my suitcase and my dream. And along the way, I was contacted about an audition. And the client was looking for a native Australian female voiceover artist living in the northeast of the United States.
Oh,
now, I'd done voiceover work for many years, as well as being a professional musician. And I went to that audition and I got the job, and that's how it happened.
Isn't that amazing? So having no real clue exactly what you're auditioning for, you're just doing voiceover. And the next thing you know, you find out that your voice is on GPS devices, I guess, worldwide. That's just an amazing thing.
100 million GPS units and 300 million electronic devices around the world. I mean, who does that happen to?
Well, obviously you were right place, right time. But, you know, Karen, there's something that you said as we begin this interview, and I think it's important from a Straight Talk Radio perspective to talk about, you know, how do things happen? And I'm not going to sit there and say, you know, some people would say, well, it's just by accident. It was right place, right time. Well, you know, there was some intention behind what was taking place, because you saw what you wanted. You pursued your career in music. You became a professional musician. You wanted to be in the United States. You moved here. You used your voice. So it wasn't as if you just fell into this. There was a lot of intention behind what was taking place. It's just intention with opportunity met.
I love, you know, that you are focused on intention. I believe all success is intentional. And it was completely unexpected that my speaking voice would end up in all of those devices. When I was a little girl, GPS wasn't invented. Right, and right. It's my singing voice and my songs I dreamed of coming out of the car radio and on television and in concerts that I dreamed of. But I did dream long and hard every moment of my upbringing that my voice would be everywhere. Now, apparently I needed to be more specific, but you know, we enjoy, you and I enjoy the company of many incredible colleagues who are professional speakers and authors and thought leaders around the world. And I watch and learn from those people, their success, the most successful people, it is no accident. They are on the phones. They are taking intentional actions day in, day out with a team behind them. It isn't just, oh, I booked a big gig. They are intentionally creating that success. And so have I, even though I feel like I'm only just getting started, I know that the results I have achieved so far are as a result of intentionally deciding, well, what is it I am up to? What impact do I want to make? What kind of environment am I going to put myself into to give myself the best chance for success? Whether it shows up in a way that I expect or not, and I think we can all take something away from that and see to it that we are putting ourselves in the best position to have success arise.
Yeah, that's a very true statement, and something that's critically important. I know you do, and certainly I hear lots of people around the country, especially in the business world. Let's put it this way: when you're on airplanes traveling around, you certainly can hear enough people complaining about what the circumstance is, what's taking place, and it's like, you know, there's a lot of power in what we say, in what we intend, and how we want to see or create success for ourselves. Now, sometimes the success comes in ways that we didn't perhaps anticipate or expect. And I'll say this, which you may agree or disagree, but I think we all come into this life with something that we're bringing to the world. And you can't hold it back. It's going to find its way out somehow, whether we're completely focused on how that's supposed to happen, probably as focused as you, or whether sometimes you stumble into it, maybe two entirely different things. But it's incredibly powerful to hear the fact that, you know, you said as a young age, this is what I want to do and here's how I am. But yet I will say to you, Karen, I'm going to suggest that you have an equally powerful impact and maybe more in some cases than Olivia Newton-John. Wonderful singer. But think about it. You're actually able to speak to people and to help them transform their lives with you and your story and understanding how to create that intentional roadmap for your future.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, thank you for saying something so, that's a big statement. And I certainly know for myself, I am doing what I'm here to do. And I loved hearing you say that, you know, whatever our gift is for the world, it's going to come out, whether, you know, really in spite of ourselves in some cases. And,
right.
And this is not what I set out to accomplish initially. I did think at some point I'm going to write books and I will, you know, share my story. And really I dreamed and dream of having a talk show, a talk variety show. So some of those aspects are not completely foreign, and they're certainly completely related to a career in the entertainment business. But it's shown up in a way I did not expect, and I am having the time of my life. It feels like a bigger purpose or a bigger gain than I could even envisage for myself initially. So I'm grateful, and I'm enjoying the fact that I can still integrate and enjoy giving musically as well with my songs, my performances. You know, I'm performing as a concert performer as well as music in my keynotes and keynote presentations. So it's just become a bigger picture than I initially expected.
A lot of times in life, we find that bigger picture it has its own way of coming out, so to speak. Before we go to break, I'll say that I mentioned that I started off as a music major in college, and I'll never forget starting that. It was voice major. And they said, you should get a teaching degree or you should go into church music. And I said, I don't want to do either. I want to be a performance major. And we had this ongoing battle, so to speak, of what kind of degree one should get. And so I finally gave up and said, okay, look, I'm not going to be, I don't mean this in a negative way at all, but I'm not going to be poor. And I knew that teachers were not necessarily the highest paid. Wonderful profession, but not particularly highly paid, underpaid, in fact. And so consequently, I went into accounting, which had, you know, like nothing to do with it. But I found out as time went on that accounting turned into doing presentations vocally about tax law. Not exciting, but I was using my voice. And here today in my late 50s, I am now using my voice as a performer. I just happen not to sing as much as I perhaps would like. And I applaud you for the fact that you have been able to combine both. My guest is Karen Jacobson. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. We're going to be back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about your new book, Karen, the GPS Girls Roadmap for Your Future. And if that's not a great title for what you have brought to the table, there is nothing better. So stick with us. We'll be right back on Straight Talk Radio. And this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. We are back with my guest, Karen Jacobson. And in the last segment, first thing, let's go back. Just in case you're joining us on the show, Karen happens to be the GPS girl. Yes, she is the voice, the Australian voice that you hear soothingly coming through the GPS device, which makes life much better. Karen, I've got to say, whenever you tell me to make a U-turn or whatever the things that you are that you say, it's like, you know what? I can take that from you.
Oh, I'm so happy that you don't get upset.
I do not get upset. Although I have to say, the only thing I wish on a GPS device is that it was fully programmable so that, like, when I get in the car in the morning, the GPS device comes on and there's your voice saying, good morning, Chuck, you handsome devil, you. I mean, I could program some things to get some really good motivation going. And that might be an extra little, you know, gizmo that you could add to this.
I have thought about that very seriously.
There's something there. Look, you said in the last segment that one of your dreams was to have a TV show where you're able to combine music and interview guests and so forth. And we talked about that just a little bit on the break. And I think it is so powerful for people to hear what it sounds like to talk about intention. So define, speak your perfection.
Speak my perfection?
Yes. Tell me, tell the audience, if you could wave the magic wand, what does this show look like? Where do you see that going? And what are you bringing? Oh, there we go. You've got one.
Well, I don't just have one. I have three.
Oh, my goodness.
I love the magic wand.
Oh, my goodness.
If I had a magic wand, the word recalculating would be the Oxford word of the year, and that would symbolize that the word recalculating is not only known as a term for directions, but as a term used for self-empowerment, and everybody would know in language that recalculating or to recalculate is the ability to let go of what did or didn't happen on a moment-to-moment basis, and that we ourselves have the power to let go of what did happen or didn't happen and keep moving forward in a positive way and not dragging with us disappointment and upset and frustration as we do. I mean, it's the human condition. But I love the message of recalculating because for me, it's possibility thinking. It is remembering that we are the ones who have the control and the power to keep going no matter what when things don't go as planned.
You wrote a song called Melting Moments. Tell me, Karen, what's the album that is on?
That's actually from the album Kissing Someone Else. And Melting Moments is a song I wrote, goodness, after one of the largest professional disappointments I ever had. On September 10th of 2001, I had been working with incredible writers, producers. You know, these were Grammy, Oscar, Tony nominated and award-winning people, and we were in conversations with a major record label. We had the final mix of a song we were all really excited about. And we're all out at dinner after this music industry event, celebrating and excited about what was to come. And of course, the very next day, for New Yorkers and for many people, the world fell apart.
Right.
And so did that deal. And I was devastated because it was as if I was on the cusp of everything happening that I had worked toward for my whole life and that I'd moved to America for. And the song is about dusting yourself off and trusting that you do have the answers for yourself going forward after a major disappointment. And, you know, if I was going to live this life, that I was going to be the person responsible for creating wonderful moment after wonderful moment, I was going to create a life filled with melting moments. And that is what the song's about.
Okay. So for all of us on the radio, let's take a listen to Karen Jacobson, spelled J-A-C-O-B-S-E-N, Karen Jacobson's Melting Moments.
I had a plan, but again I let it go. I'm not afraid of making a choice. I need to know the truth. Can you help me to find what is lost inside? My life is a tomb of endless broken dreams. Why am I back
Karen, that was impactful. It's powerful to be able to, well, number one, what an awesome artist. What an awesome artist you are. I'll never forget back in Phoenix when we first met, or when I first was introduced to you, Stacy Techner said, Karen Jacobson's here, and you sat down and played the piano and began to sing, and I was like, good golly, man, I'm telling you, talking about now I'm seeing the whole package. That's great. So that was such a beautiful song. And I assume, let me make sure that I'm correct with this. I assume that song and other work that you have is available on iTunes.
Oh, yes. Everything's available on iTunes. And if you are somebody who supports independent music, it's all available on cdbaby.com, which is an amazing home for independent artists.
Wonderful. So, Karen, help me now understand in the next 2 minutes before we go to our next segment, help me understand after that disappointment, what happened? How did you recalculate?
And I did. I did recalculate. I, I decided that I would record my own music. And I had already recorded three independent records, but I did come here to get a record deal and play in the big leagues, and not having that experience in 2001 go the way I had thought it was going to go was such a letdown, and I just felt like I needed to have the ability to have some control over the way my music career was going to go going forward. And I was still open to working with labels and certainly still had a lot of interaction with recording executives over the coming years. But I just set out then to record my next album on my own independent label. And I now have 8 albums on my own independent label. And for me, it just made me feel a sense of control. I find that when I give my power over to another entity and decide, okay, well, somebody else is going to find me, discover me, make me a star, make me a success. I spent a long time in a space of thinking someone or some entity was going to come along and break my career wide open. And I needed to take charge and be in the driver's seat and be the person driving my own business and success to feel a sense of accomplishment and to keep that momentum going forward.
This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. My guest is Karen Jacobson. We have been talking about your career, your incredible talent, and the fact that as the GPS girl, you have mapped your roadmap for the future and recalculated. We'll be back after this break with our next segment and some more music from Karen Jacobson. And this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. My guest is Karen Jacobson. She is a multi-talented individual. 8 CDs, I think you said in the last segment, in your music segment of your career on CD Baby or available on iTunes. And Karen, we were talking about you recalculating, so to speak, your career after September 11. And I guess refocusing a bit on maintaining your power. And I think that was a really interesting kind of ending to that segment and maybe something that we can pick up on because, you know, I say this and I say it very respectfully, but the world has changed dramatically. You know, going back to your what motivated you, Olivia Newton-John, well, in all honesty, if she didn't have a major record deal and somebody hadn't discovered her, we wouldn't have any clue who that person is. But today, people like yourself and other artists who have incredible talent and can bring things to the table aren't restricted by someone else saying, I'm going to be the one calling the shots. And that has to be incredibly empowering.
It is. I mean, I perform regularly at private events and at public events. And, you know, I have a concert series in a really gorgeous off-Broadway theater in New York City, the Stage 72 at the Triad. And about once a quarter, I'm performing live. I film those performances. I take those different individual versions of live of those songs and post them onto my YouTube channel. So I'm able to share those with my listeners and fans and community around the world. And I mean, it's extraordinary, isn't it, that in real right. time people can share in that kind of live experience and in our daily lives. And I absolutely love that we are able to be, especially being an international person, being able to be connected with my loved ones around the world and also being able to share my music or my articles or my materials in real time. It's extraordinary.
It is a different environment that we're in. And I would want to say, go to thegpsgirl.com. Hopefully my southern accent is not going to throw people off. Thegpsgirl.com is Karen's website. And when you go there, there's some really cool things. Number one, you can sign up to receive her top 10 directions for life. A newsletter that's going to be sent out on a regular basis. You can also join her Facebook group and follow her on Twitter. And I say those things, Karen, because in the world that we live in today, being able to quickly communicate and to be able to share that talent is something that, well, let's put it this way. For those of us that are baby boomers, we're growing through that experience as compared to many younger folk who are living in the experience and my grandkids who won't know anything other than that.
That's right. That's right. And it's something I take very seriously that I have the ability to connect with, you know, my community or our community and share something uplifting, share something about how I've recalculated, because we are all dealing with ourselves on a daily basis. You know, we've heard it described as the battlefield of the mind, and it really is. And adults are very, very good at pretending that everything's fine, pretending that a circumstance is no problem when they're silently suffering inside. And to be able to be somebody who says, I am dealing with the same things every day. Even if it doesn't look like it, I am dealing with myself and my negative thought patterns and my self-worth issues on a daily basis, just like everybody else. And, you know, if I can be transparent about that and share what is working for me and what I'm discovering along this journey or along this road, then perhaps that can be helpful to somebody else.
Karen, I want to go to another song that you wrote, and it's called I Am Who I Am Because of You. Tell us a little bit about what caused that song to exist, and then let's take a listen.
I wanted to write a song for my dad's 70th birthday, and his birthday was coming up. I wasn't sure what to get him as a gift. What do you buy somebody who's given you, you know, such a start in life and been that kind of presence in your life? And I thought, well, one thing I can give him that is really unique is to write a song. So I wrote that song to acknowledge my dad.
Let's take a listen to Karen Jacobson, I Am Who I Am Because of You.
I stand where I
Karen, I have to say, I could only hope that I would receive a gift like that. As a father, I don't expect my two sons to do that. Neither one of them would fall into quite the category that you're in musically. But what an incredible experience that must have been. How did your father respond to hearing that birthday gift on his 70th birthday?
He cried.
I can understand that.
It was at a time when my husband and my son and I were here in New York City, and my dad was in Australia. And so this was in the earlier days of us speaking regularly on Skype. And so my husband set the laptop up on the piano, and I played and sang it live. And he listened to it. He and my mum listened to it on Skype. So that really was a very special moment for me, and I know for them too.
Wow. That is absolutely powerful and incredible. My guest here on Straight Talk Radio is Karen Jacobsen. That's spelled J-A-C-O-B-S-E-N. But you can find all about Karen on her website, thegpsgirl.com. And when we come back from this break, Karen, we're going to talk about your book, The GPS's Girl's Roadmap. I keep messing the title up. The GPS Girl's Roadmap for Your Future, Putting Yourself in the Driver's Seat. I'd like to talk a little bit about that direction and the multi-talented options that you bring, especially in your speaking career. We'll be back in just a moment. We're back here on Straight Talk Radio with my guest, Karen Jacobsen, the GPS Girl. The website is thegpsgirl.com. And look, I want you to go to the website. I know this is a radio show, but of course, you can also see this on YouTube. And once we get it transcribed, it'll be on my blog, and there'll be links to those things. But look, if you go to thegpsgirl.com, you're going to find out about the multi-talented Karen Jacobsen. Prolific singer, songwriter. I mean, we have just heard some incredible music that Karen has brought. And if you go to her website, there are places where you can buy her CDs. And she has multiple CDs. And by the way, I just found out during the break, she has a Christmas album coming out in October. That is a must buy. But you know, Karen, you wrote a book. And I want to talk a little bit about the book and kind of what you bring to the table, because I think that's probably a new venture for you. You are a keynote speaker. You're a prolific musician. You do voiceover work, but now you're a published author. Tell us a little bit about the process of the book and where you see that going.
You know, I've always been somebody who loves to write. And as a songwriter, I've written my whole life, but to actually put my thoughts together and some helpful exercises in my book's been really a very exciting new chapter for me. And I began by writing the GPS Girl's Roadmap for Your Future. And this is a journal style book with sentences to finish, lists to write, questions to answer, to create a roadmap for the future. In my travels, I will ask people what it is they would do if they had a magic wand. What is it that they would love to do if they could do anything? And the most common answer is, I don't know.
Okay.
I really believe we all know. And a few more questions after the I don't know. I don't know is like a default. And I think that's tragic. Because right. We all really do know, even if your listeners are hearing me right now going, well, I really don't know. How committed are you to knowing? Are you committed to not knowing? Because if you can continue to insist that you don't know, to me there's an attachment to not wanting
right.
to actually know.
Right.
Because a few additional questions after the I don't know answer, and I have heard some really tremendous answers. And I think people can be sometimes very scared of what the people around them might think if they allow themselves to want what they really want with their futures.
You know, that's an interesting thing to say that there's, I guess that would be to some a scary thing. You know, if in fact I really allowed myself the freedom to say, here's what I want my future to be, that might be very scary because it, for most of us, will move us out of a comfort level that we find ourselves in.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I even had one instance where somebody went for somebody I came across, had really gone for what they wanted, accomplished it, and then came to, well, and I'm still not happy.
Hmm.
So that made me wonder, well, is that a barrier also? You know, if I go for what I really want and I'm still not happy, then what? At least I know I'm not going for what I really want. So, you know, we're complex characters, and I really love to work with people and help people to identify what it is they really want to accomplish in life. And that changes over time. And at different seasons and different times in our lives, we can want different things. But for me, to actually have goals, to create a list of what it is I want, to write it down, which is what this book is all about, being able to write down what it is you want to have happen, is it's a really powerful thing. And you actually have a 90% greater chance of something happening just by writing it down.
You know, I think that's brilliant. I'm serious with this statement. I think it's brilliant to write a book that forces people to complete the book, because you obviously can't tell somebody what their objective is, what their goal is, what their vision of the future is, but to help guide them, which is, you know, that's all about what GPS is anyway, but to help guide them to where they want to be and to kinesthetically connect with the physicality of having to write it in the book is just brilliant.
Well, it's the kind of book that I wanted to be able to buy. And I'm often writing down goals, creating vision boards or vision maps, and really looking at what it is I want to accomplish and experience. And that brings tremendous joy to me. That makes life fun. That makes it possible to create those melting moments I was talking about earlier in my song. I want a lot out of life, and I'm prepared to give a lot to life as well. And it just, gosh, if I'm going to live this life, then I want to really enjoy it.
Well, you know, you do give a lot. And I want to say, I think, Karen, in a lot of ways, people will say in many cases, you know, this is what I want, but aren't necessarily prepared to give.
Oh.
And, you have demonstrated for the short time that I have known you, for the several years that we have been connected through NSA, I have seen you giving a lot. And I think that's incredibly powerful for the folks that are listening on the show to recognize, you know, we receive in proportion to what we give, but we have to be willing to give first.
Mm. Yeah, I was at an event at High Point University with Dr. Nito Cobain, National Speakers Association event, and something he said impacted me. Well, many things he said impacted me greatly, but this particular one I remember. And he is somebody who came to this country with very little in the way of education or resources and has built an incredible, goodness, a business and a masterful legacy. And he said, you know, it's easy to make it in America. And I thought, what is he talking about? He said, well, it's easy because most people are not willing to do the things that it takes on a daily basis to make it. So there's really not a lot of competition. And that was striking to hear that. And I wasn't sure about it when I first heard it. And then the more I thought about it, I realized he is so spot on. There are many basic things which sometimes I struggle with myself, like being on time and making sure that every detail is approached with excellence. And not everyone approaches life or business that way.
Right. You know, It's fascinating as we start to wind down this segment of the show. It's fascinating, Karen, to hear you and to see you and Nito Quibain and others who have said, you know, I'm coming to America. I'm not trying to be funny with this, but I'm coming to America to follow my dream. And yet, how many of us who are born and raised here look and see that vast potential that's there? Mm. It really is incredible. I do want to say this, Karen, the GPSgirl.com is your website. And for those that are listening to the show, I have the opportunity to speak, Karen, like you do, to many organizations. But most organizations do not have the opportunity to have someone to come be an outstanding keynote speaker for their event, who also is an accomplished musician that can intertwine both of those together and leave people with a book that folks can buy that will help them put their vision on the appropriate roadmap for their future. So I have to encourage people that are listening, pick up the telephone or go to gpsgirl.com, pick up the telephone, call Karen, because the reality is you bring so much to the table. And I don't say this in a negative way toward any of those of us who are keynote speakers but don't happen to perform music. I mean, you just bring a lot to the table. And I have heard you in both settings, and it's been absolutely outstanding.
Thank you, Chuck. I really appreciate that. And it's just where I get, where I really shine, is being able to be on stage. I'm a showgirl at heart, but being able to be on stage, sharing my stories, sharing the message of recalculating, sharing music, entertaining and educating, it's an absolute joy.
Well, if you want to recalculate your life, you need to think about, as we're in our cars driving wherever it happens to be, no longer is it the AAA roadmap that we're glancing off to, we're hearing the beautiful voice of Karen Jacobson, the GPS girl, who can help you recalculate your roadmap to success. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. It's been my honor, Karen, to have you as a guest. Thank you so much. And I want to encourage, again, those that are listening, go to the GPSgirl.com. Look at the vast array of music that Karen has. Buy her CDs. You will not regret it. It's some of the most beautiful music you'll ever hear in your life. Thank you.
You have reached your destination.
There we go. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, here on Straight Talk Radio, every choice we make in life has a consequence. So make incredibly empowering choices for your life. This is Chuck Gallagher. Tune in next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.